Star Wars Rebel Rising, radio play by Patrick Kasperk, based on characters and situations by George Lucas.
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, it's a time of uncertainty for the rebellion against the Empire. Just a few short months have passed since the Rebel Alliance was forced to abandon its hidden base on the docile planet of Dantooine. The Empire wishes to quell the fledgling insurrection, while the rebellion struggles to gain legitimacy as a threat to the Empire's power.
The Great Dragon Cantina. What a curiously, conspicuously inconspicuous location.
This is where the Bothan said to meet. Are you sure?
Oh, I'm sure. This is where he said to be. He said he'd
you
find-
are them. Yes. Yes, you are them. Follow me. In the booth. Go. You weren't followed.
No, we weren't followed. Are you kidding?
Oh, but you were. Not by the Empire. We tail. Here is a datapad to the next meeting location. Remember it. Datapad is self-deleting. Leave.
Several hours later, our unknowing, soon-to-be heroes find themselves with just a moment of downtime to contemplate their future involvement with the Rebellion.
So, what do you think? Secretive, weren't they?
I'd say they're justified. Remember not so long ago when the Imperial Holonet got word about that hidden Rebel base on Dantooine? It'd be a shame for the Rebellion to get caught in the act. Care for our last bite to eat before we abandon our Imperial citizenship? Might be the last time we get food for like this for a while.
Several hours later at the meeting spot.
Well, this is the spot the Bothan told us to meet at.
Those rebels have a tendency to get the jump on us, it seems, as Bothan's pretty good about what they do.
They are what they say they are? I mean, you know the Empire has been hunting down and executing recruits who abandoned the Imperial Academy.
Good, you are here. I hope I am not interrupting. Hand your bags to my associates. We depart. You are rebels now. Prepare to be debriefed.
No more than one should be while joining an organization of liberal terrorists and criminals. We're on the low end of the struggle against tyranny.
Ha ha. Sarcasm noted, nerve herder.
Hey, cut the chatter, recruits!
That's Tyree Vanis. He's taking on a Star Destroyer and live.
Shh. Rookies! You may or may not know who I am. Officially, I'm not here. Unofficially, you never leave the Rebellion. Today, you declare rebellion.
6 months after the Battle of Yavin and the destruction of the Death Star, the Empire had blockaded Yavin Base and made its final push onto the Rebel Moon.
Damn bucketheads, another raid? Are you kidding?
No, this seems serious. The Imperials are landing troops. High Command is called for an evacuation.
That bad, huh? Okay, that bad.
Attention all personnel. Imperial ground troops have entered Yavin Base. Repeat, Imperial troops have entered the base.
Get down!
Watch out! More bucketheads! Flanking right! Blast them!
If we don't get out of here soon, we're gonna be overrun or miss the evacuation shuttles.
Get down! Ewok! Ah!
All personnel rally to the main hangar bay. We must defend the evacuation shuttles.
Look, we have to get to the hangar. I'm gonna make a break for the access way. I'll cover you. Don't look back. Ready? Go. Are you hurt?
No, but the troopers were hot on my back.
Well, we're safe for a moment. I sealed the access way blast door. It'll hold. Comm chatter is hectic. Can't say I'm surprised after the Death Star, but they came in force. Handful of Star Destroyers, ground walkers, multiple TIE squads, and a legion of infantry.
And the news of the evacuation? We were almost caught off guard. Almost. I hope the Gallifreys were able to make it past.
Hands away from your blasters. Turn slowly, both of you. Oh, thank the Force, we thought you were imps! No quarter in this evac, you know?
I'm just glad you took the time to make sure you knew what you were shooting
at. Us too! Seems pretty safe to assume we're heading in the same direction. No point in sticking around here. Name's Ryland Lankos. This is my counterpart, Wada. He's with Ordnance and Supply. I'm with Support Services.
Ajuda, my Picasso Wada.
Well, given the circumstances, it's nice to meet you both. My name's Corin, and this is Sashina, Alliance Military.
Never thought I'd see combat, you know? I mean, I know it was a possibility.
Hate to interrupt, but better I do than the Bucketheads.
Freeze, scum. Hands where I can see them.
Is everyone okay?
Well, I'm alive.
Azula Chica Crispo.
Sashina gave her life so we could keep ours. So let's keep moving now.
Da Blasto Crispo de Imperio Punto.
Say you're right. Don't know if you know any Hutspeak, but Wada says we may be able to help the evac force. That is, if they're still there. It's likely the Bucketheads are surrounded the hangar by now.
And we'll be in position to flank them.
Look, we're almost to the hangar. This isn't going to be easy.
ATSTs?
This scum.
ATSTs? They are serious.
We don't have anything that can take on those walkers.
Just focus fire on the ground troops. Aim for the officers. I'm gonna raise command on comms. Trooper Quarantine Ray, to Alliance High Command. Over.
Go ahead, Trooper. What's your position?
Sir, we're by the elevators and armories, which are locked down. We're in position to flank and requesting access to the Gallifrey.
Affirmative, Trooper. You showed up at the right time. This is the last transport. We'll have Rogue Squadron covering our departure through the blockade. Your window to make it aboard is absurdly small. Keep the boarding ramp forward for as long as possible. May the Force be with you.
Well, you heard the man. This is it. May the Force be with us. Let's go. Hurry, get your water aboard. I've got you covered.
Pilot, we're aboard. Raise the ramp.
Oh, achichimo.
I cannot believe we made it.
Barely made it. Is Wada okay?
He's fine. It's just a flesh wound. Let's hope we didn't just dodge those walkers just to be shot out of the sky.
Thank you.
escaping a blockade of Star Destroyers with an assist by part of Rogue Squadron, our heroes find themselves in orbit above the planet Dera 4.
Imperial slugs. I cannot believe they crashed Star Destroyers. It's almost like they don't even know how to fly their own ships.
Unbelievable luck? Or was it the Force? Either way, I'm thankful. What do you think happens now?
Mucho toe de crispo de Imperial.
Word has it we'll be stationed at an outpost here, guarding supplies. Sounds cushy.
You think so? Nah. I'm just happy to be off Yavin. Well, whatever we end up, the galaxy knows of the rebellion now.
Star Wars Rebel Rising, a Utiniware production. Featuring Patrick Kasperk, Nathan Thomas, Brian Creel, Viviana Esquivel, and Nathan P. Butler.